I'm Hillary Clinton, host of You and Me Both. You know, it's hard to believe that two decades have passed since September 11th, 2001. As a senator serving New York, I felt an intense responsibility to help in every way I could. And I spent much of my time in the difficult days, months, and years that followed working on behalf of some extraordinary New Yorkers, people who to this day inspire me with their courage and commitment. As we mark 20 years and honor the fallen, the survivors, and their families, I wanted to check back with a few people who were directly impacted and whom I had the honor of getting to know. I hope you'll join me for a special episode of You and Me Both, where I'll be talking to my friend, survivor Debbie St. John, about the physical and emotional damage she's worked so hard to heal.
He saw a huge, it looked like a propeller, coming towards us, and he thought we were gonna die. He's like, I knew I was gonna die. And the next thing he knows, I'm thrown back. The propeller goes, or whatever it is, goes 200 feet into like a cement wall. And he's feet away from me. So he saw all this and he chose to go run into death pretty much for a stranger.
I'll also be talking to Regina Wilson, a 22-year veteran of the Fire Department of New York, the FDNY. She was on the scene that day and at ground zero in the aftermath, alongside her fellow first responders. And I'll speak with Jay Winnick, who lost his brother Glenn in the World Trade Center and then went on to create the 9/11 Day of Service in Glenn's memory. Please tune in to this special episode of You and Me Both, coming to you Friday, September 10th, on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.